So we welcome into the Oceanfront Studio, Mr. Ron James. Welcome back to the island.
Pleasure to be back to the island, buddy.
Man.
And one of these days I'm going to get here in the summer, but November's cozy.
Yeah, it's just right on the cusp, right?
Like, exactly.
You kind of get both forms. You start the day with a coat and then you end the day and it's usually hot now today.
It's comedy touring time, though. That's when people want to sit shoulder to shoulder and process the trauma of their daily march through life's bright fury in the language of laughs.
Exactly.
Because God knows that, you know, the state of the planet, some days I turn on the news, I watch for 5 minutes. I said, what I need now is to be hooked into a Demerol drip and just sit like Elvis in my Lazy Boy watching half a dozen baby bulldogs chew on a slipper. So laughter is the best way to get through it all these days, I find. And the audiences have been wonderful. We've been sold out in 3/4 of the places we played so far. And I believe there's about 120 tickets left tonight for Charlottetown.
Now, I wanted to talk about Summerside. We sent a bunch of listeners, and I was getting notes this morning of, like, I laughed nonstop for, like, 2.5 hours.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I enjoy my work, you know. And as a Canadian comedian, you have to give an audience an honest bang for their buck when guys like Seinfeld are coming through and carrying that great status that belongs to those American comedians. So if someone tucks themselves into the Harbor Front Theater or the Confederation Center here, I'm going to give them a show they'll remember.
Now, let's talk about Canadian comedians just for a minute, because I know, like, Mark Critch had a book out. You've had books, like, just sharing your life in general. What's it like when you kind of open up that more private side that is a little different?
That's an excellent question, Corey. Because I wrote about, my uncle who eventually found sobriety, who was on the streets of Toronto during the early 70s, whom I'm named after, my Cape Breton uncle, right? And who worked in bootleg coal mines. Okay. Didn't even work in the real ones. So it was, it allowed me to explore the emotional depth of certain aspects of my life, and perhaps provide a window on the world that I've traveled from coast to coast for the last 25 years. I had the good fortune to meet several Indigenous people who enlightened me about certain things, or I would meet Maritimers who'd found a second chance in the land of opportunity in Alberta back in the late 70s. And people in this country are just so engaging. They were just so affable. And that was long before I had any kind of notoriety on television. They'd recognize my voice from the radio or just strike up a conversation because they knew I was coming to town. That was the greatest hit and boon of the 25 years I've been on the road, as I say, stringing my trap line from Corner Brook to Courtney Comox, is getting a window on other worlds that the average Canadian has provided me.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. And I do want to mention the show tonight, Confederation Center of the Arts. Will be a great night of laughs.
Thank you.
We should talk about the series, One Man's Treasure.
Oh, boy!
I was scrolling the other night on my phone. It was probably about a week ago, scrolling, and my kid's like, hey, that's Paul from Star Wars. And I'm like, well, it's Ron James. And it was a picture of you he picked out Paul.
Oh, yeah.
From One Man's Treasure.
Sun-Young Lee.
Yeah. He's like, he's from Star Wars. I'm like, well, it's Ron James.
He's from Star Wars. Yeah. He just released the trailer today.
Yeah.
And what a classic dude.
Man.
Just the nicest guy. And we had him as a guest star. He's been wanting to work with us for years. I didn't know that. And boy, oh, boy. You know, when you were in grade 7 and you played shinny with the grade 9s, you always had to up your game.
Yep.
You always had to skate better, skate faster. And this guy brought his A game, and I had such a wonderful time working with him. Pat McKenna as well, from the Red Green Show, and all kinds of guest starring roles. Catherine Greenwood. And so what we've got with One Man's Treasure, which for those of you folks who are listening don't know about it, it's on Bell 5 down in the Channel 1, and we were the number one show last year on that, which is wonderful. And the premise is I've been looking for Oak Island gold. That's what the series was last year. This year we shot in Southern Ontario. I'm looking for gold from the War of 1812. I've packed in the stand-up, and I've got the treasure hunting bug, but I'm basically just a exaggerated version of myself, if you can imagine that. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention that it was so kind of you to say the book. It's called All Over the Map.
Yes.
One Man's Journey. All Over the Map, Rambles and Ruminations from the Canadian Road, which is basically one man's journey the last 50 years.
Yeah. This is awesome. Looking forward to tonight, Confederation Center of the Arts.
Thank you.
Always great to have you in town and just get to chat.
Well, you know what, Corey? It's a treat when I'm, you know, when I'm back home in my burning lands of lobster blood, as I like to say. But everything seems to fall into place when I'm on that stage, and Maritimers always come to laugh.
Awesome. Thank you so much, buddy, for this.
All the best.